Well, now we get into the passive-aggressive leader. We've talked about the narcissist, the one who navel gazes. We've talked about the leader who can't say no, that codependent. We've also talked about the controlling, overly controlling leader who says, yeah, I got to have it the way I want. I want what I want when I want it now, all the time. Well, now we get into the passive-aggressive leader. Very different, interesting pattern. Although, as we've cited before, a lot of these things go hand in hand. They overlap. But now as we pick it apart, we get to know each category, each topic, as we look at leadership and the dark side. Well, you may remember, as far as the story of the hot air balloon. Remember the hot air balloon story? We'll go over it again. The story goes like this. You're in a hot air balloon hovering approximately 30 feet above the ground. This woman told this man who was in a hot air balloon, and he was lost. He didn't know where he was going, and he was close enough to the ground that he was able to talk to somebody, this woman, and she says, well, you're in this hot air balloon, and he's asking her, where am I? Well, she says, you're approximately 30 feet above the ground, you're between 40 and 41 degrees north latitude, and between 59 and 60 degrees west longitude. You must be an engineer, the balloonist said. I am, replied the woman. How did you know? Well, answered the balloonist, everything you told me is technically correct, but I have no idea what to make of your information. And the fact is, I'm still lost. Frankly, you've not been much help at all. If anything, you've delayed my trip. The woman below responded, you must be in management. I am, replied the balloonist. But how did you know that? Well, the woman said, you don't know where you are or where you're going. You've risen to where you are due to a large quantity of hot air. In other words, you're there because of a lot of hot air that you put out. You made a promise which you've no idea how to keep, and you expect people beneath you to solve your problems. The fact is, you're in exactly the same position you were in before we met. But now, somehow, you've managed to make it my fault. To make it her fault. And that's the passive-aggressive pattern. When the person in charge says to you often, well, and to manipulate and even guilt trip, it's your fault. Oh, well, let's plan on this. Let's do that. And then if you fall short or things aren't just right, yeah, there's some control issues there, but this is where there's some blame shifting and there's also passive behavior and aggressive behavior. Aggressive behavior where there's no honesty. There's no transparency. And it's often the case where the other person, in terms of you and the other person, where the other person is saying to you, why aren't you performing? What's wrong with you? Why aren't you perfect? And so on. So that's an interesting story about the man in the hot air balloon. Management, or being an engineer, these things are roles, our identities, who are we, and how can we help each other interdependently? Well, the passive-aggressive leader, let's take a look at that. Passive-aggressive leaders, their resistance to goal setting and planning, quite often. Now, you may have a leader who is much into goal setting and it seems like they are into planning, but often they'll say, well, what did you do with the planning? What have you done in terms of goals? And then if you screw up, it's all your fault and they don't take responsibility. Or a pattern of erratic emotional behavior. Or their pessimistic attitude about the future. And they're trying to have you feel responsible where they will not feel responsible. And as I said with the story, there's blame. Blaming others. It's your fault, not my fault. Can't believe it. Well, why didn't you check with me? They'll often say. Why wasn't I consulted? Now, a controlling person, again, you can see the overlap. There's control in there, but also you've got this whole thing of manipulation and blame shifting and blaming. Then there are challenges with the passive-aggressive leader. Again, going to planning and goal setting, they don't do well receiving criticism, evaluations, and also processing anger and expressing it properly. Now, as I mentioned before in the other videos, we all have this situation. We all have all five dark sides. Compulsivity, also with codependency, and all different levels. We all deal with them. Passive-aggressive is no different. And so, check in yourself. Do you have a challenge with planning and goal setting? Are you dealing with receiving criticism? Do you not do well receiving criticism and evaluations? Is that a challenge for you? I know with myself, because of my love language of needing words of affirmation, that can be a little difficult for me. Or processing anger and expressing it properly. How can we get beyond this? That's the challenge. And so passive-aggressive also challenges us to look at ourselves as people. There's a poem called What Kind of Person Are You? There are two kinds of people on earth today, the poem writes. And just two kinds of people, no more I say. And by the way, this is by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. The poem is, Which Are You? I'll start again. There are two kinds of people on earth today. Just two kinds of people. No more, I say. Not the sinner and saint, for it's well understood that the good are half bad and that bad half good. Not the rich and the poor, for to rate a man's wealth, you must first know the state of his conscience and health. Not the humble and proud, for in life's little span, who puts on vain airs is not counted a man. Not the happy and the sad, for the swift-flying years bring each man his laughter, each man his tears. No, the two kinds of people on earth, I mean, are the people who lift and the people who lean. Wherever you go, you will find the earth's masses are always divided in just these two classes. And oddly enough, you will find two, I ween. There's only one lifter to 20 who lean. And the question is, which class are you? Which class are you? Do you lean too much on other people? Blame them? Also expect them to do all your dirty work while you look good and that, yes, you have control, but it's that passive-aggressive pattern and behavior where someone else thinks that you're on the same team with them, but you're really not. And you get into this manipulative pattern. And the challenge is, when we look at passive-aggressive, it says, if we're leaning too much, we need to learn how to lift. We need to learn how to lift people up. So we're as servant leaders, we're there to serve. We're not there to put people underneath our thumb. Here's some comparisons as far as descriptors. Descriptors. A list of words. Are you volatile or steady? Are you deceitful or are you open? Are you selfish or mature? Are you draining or refreshing? Insecure or secure? Manipulating or accepting? Conditional or unconditional? Breaking or bonding? I'll go over it one more time. Are you volatile or steady? Deceitful or open? Selfish or mature? Draining or refreshing? Insecure or secure? Manipulating or accepting? Conditional or unconditional? Breaking or bonding? As you think through those comparisons, as you do some self-inventory, as in with the 12 steps, step 4, looking at inventory, we want to look at how passive-aggressive needs to be minimized. We need to take ownership of our own things, not pass it off. Passive. Pass it off to someone else. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to look at how we can help others and be lifters. Not to be draining, but be refreshing. Not to be conditional, to be unconditional. Yet with accountability between you and God, you and the other person. So, as we look at all the dark sides, and in this session we're going to look at a lifelong plan to kind of cap things off and look at how the dark side can be conquered, how the profile can be helpful when you take it. I'll have that copy, of course, there online, and please reference it as you take that inventory, that profile, often now and again to say, where am I? How are things going? Where am I at today? Is the passive-aggressive level too high? Get help. Or is it narcissism? Is it too much about me lately? I need to humble myself before the Lord. James chapter 4. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. God can do that. And we know this. So what's the step 1 on lifelong steps for overcoming the dark side? Step 1 is acknowledge your dark side. Much like recovery, and you acknowledge that we need help. We need to surrender and give it over to God. Step 2, examine the past. Look at your family of origin. How did you grow up? What are those dark sides, those shadow sides that came up? And look and see how maybe there was more abuse or there was more teasing or things that you just blocked out and you forgot about. What could it be? Examining the past. And looking at what may have gotten in the way of you moving forward and truly following God. And truly giving over to God. All of your hurts, all your habits, all your hang-ups. What are your resentments? Who hurt you? What's getting in the way? And of course, as I've said before in these videos, I am the problem. I get in the way. We need to take responsibility for ourselves. So, acknowledge your dark side, examine the past, resist the poison of expectations. See, too often, we get into this place where we walk into work, or we are involved in a volunteer ministry, and someone approaches us with their expectation of what we ought to be doing, and we have our own expectation of what we ought to be doing, and sometimes the other person is trying to control us unfairly and in the wrong way. Yes, there's control. Nothing wrong with control, but done in a godly manner. In terms of people who lead, for example, we lead people. We have if we are placed in a position of leadership, we need to have a level of control. But not where we're bossing people around. We need to empower people, rather. And so, resist the poison of expectations. Practice progressive self-knowledge. What does that mean? Progressive self-knowledge is always be aware of you. And that's where the other steps come into play. You need to look at, and I need to look at, we all need to look at, what's happening inside. Step 10, recovery, looks at step 4, as far as doing your fearless moral inventory. And step 10 is you're doing a daily inventory of yourself. How am I doing, God? And we start that with devotions and prayer and scripture, praying throughout our day, checking in with ourselves, having a relationship with people, saying, hey, I'm concerned about this, concerned about that. What do you think? Getting feedback in a healthy way. And depending on God in everything. So progressive self-knowledge. It's continual. Keeps going. It's not a one-time event. It's a daily event. And the fifth thing is to understand your identity in Christ. We are God's citizens. A holy nation, as Paul says in the New Testament. And we need to, again, go back to that surrender every single morning, every single day. Surrender to the Lord. What kind of person are we? Are we lifters or leaners? And our identity in Christ is that we are forgiven, we are made new every day, and we surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ so that His light will drown out the shadow and the dark. And what we have dealt with the shadow and the dark, God has already used to continually, progressively make you more and more His servant, His person. So I encourage you today to make the decision to be God's fearless leader, one who is surrendered to Christ, understands his past or her past, who is always looking at how we can become more and more like Jesus. And with God's help, and with the help of God's people, we can.